You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 62 of the podcast. I am your host, John Mugiwara Jam, joined as always by my co-host, Jeff Peanut.
Hey, and shit got real.
Yep, Enru looks like he may have won the survival game, but there's one person he didn't count on surviving. And that person found out what he's done. Enru fucked around. He's going to find out. That's all I have to say. Let's continue on in. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read through. Chapter 278,
Konos. Aces, great shirts for Blackbeard, volume 6. Saving a life downstream from town, and there's this girl who saved Ace from the river. I'm guessing that was the saltwater river.
Must have been, because if it's probably connected to the sea outright, then yeah, it's probably... it probably had some sort of effect on him. Remember they threw him in the river because he was because like he died and dashed and he hit a guy because he thought it was Blackbeard. I mean, he is, but he's Dr. Blackbeard, not Marshall D. Teach. Well, we'll find out what happens with that next. But first, we have to go back to the horrifying consequences that are going about to hit Skypiea.
Yeah, so Nami is on the arc of Enru. I mean, it looks like flying ship arc.
It is.
That girl from the beach. Oh, there's so much gold. She seems to be causing a commotion on Angel Island. Konos, it can't be. She should be on our ship. Disturbances have started yapping out there. Just small incidents. Yeah. With this mantra, are you able to know exactly who it is? I am. In addition to mantra, I can use my lightning powers to read electric signals and listen in on conversations. So that I hear some disparaging conversation, I met out punishment. The entire territory of this country is within my range. So that's right.
Oh no, he's a name searcher given power.
It's true, a power fit for a god. The people of the sky can run as much as they like. But this is the last chapter for Skypiea, the last supper for the angels in the sky. Hey, you, ever seen the expression of someone who has suddenly lost their footing? And Nami's terrified as she's shivering. What should I do? If I don't escape now, what if the whole island disappears? Running away won't do any good.
Yep, and then Enru just stares at her in silence. Or actually, he is not looking at her. He's listening. Is something wrong? Who is that? No, it's nothing. And then we return to Angel Island as Konos is going forth on the waiver. No, I'm not doing that as a bit in the anime. That's the noise it actually makes. And she's beating along on the waiver to head into Angel Island. And she's eyeing down Captain McKinley. Fool, there's nowhere to hide. You're like a bird in a cage. As soon as she lands ashore, capture the blasphemer. And then she echoes what Nami did earlier to him. Out of the way, please. And she runs him over with the waver and hits him in the face.
And he sends the captain flying into... She sends the captain flying to a brick wall.
Again.
Captain, ouch. Those are the right berets. How dare she? And she managed to... Konos managed to jump right off, just has a rave paper. Just
crashes into him too!
Crashes into the captain! Captain! Captain McKinley! She's a criminal, she has to fight the god! Please, listen! Everybody listen to what I have to say! She even resisted the right berets! Leave the island! You're a bad omen! That's right, if you're here, we'll get punished too! Blasphemer!
And then one of the white berets goes to attack Conus, but then she pulls out a giant bazooka. Don't come near me! It's a flame bazooka. I'll shoot! Everyone, please go to Cloud's End! Please evacuate to the Blue Sea! What crazy nonsense is that girl talking? Man, my God, how did he live through that? What? God Enru is planning on obliterating this island. If you remain here, none of you will survive. What? That's crazy. What's this all about? Why are you taking out on us? Don't say bad things about God Enru as a kid throws a rock at her. In the anime, it was a tomato.
And yeah, hits her in the head. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, she's bleeding a bit, but she bit her lip in pain as she drops her bazooka. She dropped a weapon. Get her. Yes, sir. I don't accept God Enru as a god. What? As the white berets ace dash torture. What? Father. What's he thinking? Get away from her. Punishment is coming. As everyone and flees from her.
And then as they run away, they all stop and go. They realize nothing is happening. Because the last time this happened, Enru struck the... he struck this very port because she was about to give herself away, but she just straight up committed the ultimate blasphemy and nothing happened. But punishment didn't come. Why not? But she denounced him. It's because there's no sense in ending a measly life like mine at this point. One of the god soldiers escaped from Upper Yard and told me Skypiea will be destroyed. He risked his life to tell me this. He was punished along with my father. Why would the god do that? Isn't the god supposed to protect us? We don't have time. Everybody, please hurry to Cloud's End. It can't be. That's not possible. We can't suddenly. We were born in the sky. We've never been to the Blue Sea. We can't live there. So you're just going to wait to be killed? You could be wrong. There might be a miracle. Maybe Sapia won't be destroyed. Maybe the god will change his mind and then... we all know that he has the power to cast us into despair. We can't just keep waiting around for a miracle.
More relevant today.
Oh, Jesus, you're right.
At the very least, we know that right now in this country, there is no God.
True.
Before you pray, there are things to be done. It's not like before we could survive as a victim if you just looked after yourselves. You must do something. Blame on someone else after the fact won't save your own lives. Make a decision to leave the country. And, oh, back at the ruins. Luffy, he jumps off the bird horse thingy.
His name is Pierre.
Yeah, right. You absolutely sure? Yes, it's that hole. We have to hurry. Bee!
And then we're back to Giant Jack as Robin's regaining consciousness. We need to get out of here. At least get us up to the top level. I won't be able to carry them all at once. Yeah, she regained consciousness before Gon falls, Zoro, Chopper and Wiper, and then we return back to the hangar that the Arc Maxim is in. Just as I thought, it's not one of the five survivors. Well, what? How truly irritating! It means my prophecy was wrong. As he hops onto the ridge of the ship, and then a loud booming voice, one familiar I might add, "Are you the guy? Are you Enru? What? Oh."
Luffy! Luffy is close on rags, but he's still standing. What did you do to my crew? Which pieces of garbage are you referring to? And, oh, it's over.
Yeah, it's the end of the chapter. Oh. It's that bit from where he was in the eye like a Looney Tunes. The gag.
And we better keep our eyes open as well for...
Chapter 279, Pirate Luffy versus God Enru. At long last, huh?
Ace's great search for Blackbeard 5-7. Ace awakens, and it's a girl who saved Ace, and seems like she's a dairy farmer. She's just in the field feeding her cows.
And Ace just looks like he's woke up with a headache.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my turn to start, and sure enough, the citizens of Angel Island have listened to her. Flee to the Blue Sea! Yeah, they're all running towards the Cloud Ocean. Get your things together, go to Cloud's End, do as she said, hurry! And she just breathes a sigh of relief as they finally listen to her. Hey, you! Do you know what happened to the God's army? My husband was with them. I don't want to leave without him. My son was with them, too. Is the God's army all right? My son, too. And she remembers the God's forces soldier that died. There's no time! Please tell him as soon as you can! Well, they're probably long no longer. I don't know. Where has the God's army been doing all this time? Where are they? What do you know? And then sure enough, surprise, surprise, Captain McKinley comes up and defends her. The White Berets will look into the God's army's welfare. I guarantee I will deliver them to you later. Please go on ahead. It will get crowded if you don't hurry. Captain McKinley, hurry! Okay, Captain. I know. Frankly, I already have my suspicions about what has happened to them. I know what kind of man Nanaru is. But for now, we need to get the islanders safely evacuated. That takes priority. I won't allow a repeat of what happened at Bilka.
Bilka? It's located far away in the southeastern sky. Bilka was the sky island where Nanaru was born and raised. I heard it disappear without a trace 6 years ago. 6 years ago? You mean? Nanaru destroyed his homeland, then came to this island. Bilka also had a powerful sky knight, but he was no match for Nanaru. His invincibility made him God. That may be the truth of the matter. We were originally Ganfar's warriors, and although it meant turning our backs on Ganfar, for we followed Nanaru. As long as we remained, we thought we would be able to protect the people of this island. But in the end, the same tragedy has come to pass. I tried to keep people from incurring the wrath of the God. I just wanted to make sure nobody rebelled against the God. That was all. I am ashamed. I am so ashamed of myself. Dobby, I'm glad to hear you say that. You can always get get the taste of bootlicking out of your mouth. Captain, may I leave the situation in your hands?
Which is funny, because Andrew is notoriously barefoot.
Checking on them toes.
Stop.
Where are you going? There are some who don't know how to escape. They are my friends. I must go back. The Blue Sea people. Hesso! Hesso.
And then we're back into the Arc Maxim hangar. Watch your mouth. I am the god. I don't see anything godlike about you. And then that sends a shiver down Isis' spine. Yikes.
Yeah.
Luffy, be careful. Hmm? And he heard Nami warn Luffy. Yeah, I can hear it. The Last Supper of the Angels. The inhabitants seem to have learned the fate of Skypiea. Yeah, I wonder how far they'll get before the ground disappears from under them. And you call yourself a god?
You'll see. As Luffy rushes, stretches his arms out in order to swing up. I see, you're not a normal human being either, are you? But you are just a Paramythia. You're no match for me. And as Luffy, it gets closer to Nanaru, you are completely powerless against me. That is why I am God, Elthor! As the light, I assume, gets closer to Luffy.
And then, Luffy, oh no! And he blasts Luffy with the giant string of lightning. And it tears a hole in the wall of the cave. And then it sizzles and it stops. And there's just nothing but a hole in the wall. Nami removes one of the fingers from her eyes. And then...
Oh, Luffy is just clenching his mouth shut. He's just... It looks like it barely missed him.
I'm guessing Discord cut you laughing.
Looks like you were able to dodge it. Dodge? 6,000,000 volt. Lightning dragon. And oh no, looks like this one didn't miss. Luffy!
And then the power fades away and nope, Luffy hasn't moved. And Aisa and Pierre are still shocked. And then Nanaru decides to bring everything to close quarters and grabs Luffy. 100,000,000 volts, Vari! And he electrocutes Luffy with a giant 1,000,000 volt Vari. Could it be that lightning doesn't work on him? Because he's made of rubber?
Yeah!
Stop it! And then, oh, you hadn't thought of that yet, had you?
No.
And then Luffy gets sent back, and he doesn't look like he's fazed by it at all. Nami looks shocked. Aisa and Pierre are even more shocked, but even more so than him.
I know, it's a soul. Both die and Earth's jaw slacked open. And then Medusa dribbling from his nose. Okay. As Luffy rushes towards Sinu, stay calm. First of all, physical attacks have no effect on my body. Come to think of it, he's just a little blue sea monkey. He kicked the nail right in the gut. And it sent him flying.
Lightning power is completely useless. Not even Enru could have imagined there'd be someone in the world against whom lightning would be useless. Maybe Luffy is Enru's one and only natural enemy, as Luffy stands over him as he's just lying in a pool of his own blood. And that was the end of the chapter. That was the legendary scene.
I love it. Now it's Luffy's turn to attack and dethrone God.
Yep. I'm sure you've seen that face of his in memes, but now you know why that picture happened in the first place.
Okay, it's another SPS.
Okay, so.
And let's see. Do you want to be Oda this time?
Yeah, you usually go first.
Dear Mr. Odachi, I really, 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 really times a thousand want a second timetable for One Piece. Would you please make one? Thank you, Shippu-san and Ishii-san.
A timetable, huh? Yeah, there was one a few volumes back that was very popular. Well, the crew has grown and there have been a lot of requests for a new one. I want to make one, but the way school schedules are nowadays is different from when I was a student, so I don't know what kind of chart to make that would be the most useful. So if you have some free time, please make a copy of the one you're using now and send it to me. I'll use that as an example and include a timetable next time. And he does like the emoji with like the parentheses, the underscore, and I forget what those two.
It's like
two arrows pointing
eyes,
up.
Small smile.
Yeah.
Hello, there's a festival called Shibugawa Heshu Matsuri. Please tell me I pronounced that right.
Mostly.
In a region my friend is from. Konish would definitely participate, wouldn't she? Panpanchi.
Oh, so the entire time that we've been reading Skypiea, I told you that Heso was the greeting that they use in Skypiea. I didn't tell you what makes it especially funny, but this answer for SBS does. Oh, Heso Festival. I wonder if it includes belly dancing. Of course, all the Sky people will participate. Even Enner would go. Heso means belly button in Japanese. So these people have been greeting each other by saying belly button. Oda's a fucking freak. Said positively.
Why do all the beautiful women characters in One Piece have large breasts? Oda Tenyo is such an idiot! There's more to women than just big breasts! Sanji, you understand me, don't you? Big Sanji fan. And yeah, I noticed that around the beginning of the Skypiea arc, Nami's breasts got bigger.
That's because he got married and his wife was a Nami cosplayer, and you do the math from there. Of course, young lady. What matters most is a person's heart. Hey, there's Nami wearing a swimsuit. Oh, Nami!
And we might be sounding more Onami in...
Chapter 280, Floating.
Ace's Great Search for Blackbeard, Volume 8. The Dairy Last Motor's Dilemma. And it's... They're at the farm and looks like Ace is enjoying a big old mug of beer or... juice if it's...
It could be...
Oh, wait, fuck it.
It could be milk.
Oh, right. All right, and looks like Moda is a girl's name, and she's holding a letter and is staring right at his chest or abs.
I mean, can you blame her?
True. Okay, and so it's my turn, right?
Yep.
Luffy stands tall above Enru, who's still ill on the deck floor. Everyone looks in shock. We can defeat Enru. So this is why Luffy didn't get into the fight sooner.
Yes, because of this.
It would have ended quicker.
Yes, it would have.
And, Enru just has jumped back. What is with you? I'm Luffy. I'm a pirate. And I'm a rubber man. Rubber? I get it. Rubber doesn't exist up here in the white, white sea.
Lightning won't work against me, as Luffy runs up to him. Yeah, he won't conduct electricity, but they also have the problem of Enru being able to predict all of his moves. Mantra, as he anticipates the strike and dodges. Gum, gum, whip! And, yep, Enru just keeps dodging. Spear! And then Enru finally gets a swing on him with the rod and hits him.
Yeah, he gets more hits in. Luffy, what? And, oh, he's got Luffy pinned against the wall.
With the rod that was next.
It's pressed right against his throat. Electrocution isn't the only way to use lightning. If I know that won't work, there are other ways of fighting. Attacks won't work either. He tries to hit, but Enru dodges once more. Darn it, he's got that power that lets him read my moves, too.
What is rubber? No, wait. He's merely a paramecia. He basically retains his original shape. Luminous Forge! As he electrocutes the rod and turns it into a javelin. The pole. It's transformed. Nah, it's more like a trident, I should say. Think of it as a lightning in a form. Whoa! I don't have time to play around with you as he swings at him and Luffy dodges. Yeah, just as I thought. Your weakness is sharp objects. That's right. Don't tell him that! And then Luffy just jumps back down. Gum, gum, get! And then Enru teleports again.
He's gone. Luffy, behind you! They tried to warn him, but sure enough, Enru teleported right behind him. He traveled through the gold. And yeah, he's using in the gold medal to conduct himself. I have to travel up to it, I think.
Yes.
And no, he launches right at Luffy. It looks like he's gone, but Luffy barely misses. That's hard, as it scorches him a little bit.
Yeah, because like you can use lightning to heat steel. So yeah, he can still burn him. Yeah, electricity doesn't work, but the electrical heat stored in the spear is another story. Gum, gum, battle axe! As he tries to hit him with the thing that took Arlong down, but I guess it worked. Why, you little twits! Gum, gum, Gatling! And up, Enru caught two of them and he stopped him. Huh?
Your hands haven't actually multiplied, as he pulls Luffy down and face first in the ground. Luffy!
Yeah, you knew that, right? You knew that, right? That his hands don't actually multiply, it's an illusion?
Yeah, it says moves really, really fast. A scenic tour of Skypiea. Seems you came at a bad time for it, Blue Sea Man. I am the god. Everything bends to my will. I am creating the world as I see fit. And he wipes a little bit of blood off his mouth. I can't let a little runt who appeared out of somewhere in the blue sea ruin my plans. What do you say? Care to watch it with me? See the destruction of the whole island? Yeah! Oh no! Oh, as he's gone, as he's conductor. His plan to destroy the island. That's what the arc is. Maximum 200 million fort fairy! As the lightning surges throughout the arc powering the machine.
Yeah, he's basically its battery. And the arc begins to take flight. Ah, the bird horse, the ship's moving. What should we do? Luffy, Nami! As Aisa shouts from down below. Look, it's floating. The arc that will take me to the Endless Vars. And Luffy pulls himself up from the hole in the deck. Maxim! And then the waver crashes down on the ship. Oh no, oh no, we gotta escape Luffy! Hurry up and defeat Enru! No, wait a minute. If we defeat Enru, the ship will probably fall. But if we don't defeat him, Skype will be destroyed. But if we stay, we'll be taken away. What do we do, Luffy? Quit your worrying! But... You're a crew member of the future King of the Pirates. Stop looking so pathetic! King of the Pirates? In control of what kingdom?
And it's another spreadsheet of the Arctus rising into the ground, installing the lotbirds. King of the majestic oceans of the world. That's quite impressive. Let's finish our business here, in the sky. Tin, it's another SBS corner, so...
With one question, and only one question. All right, so, hello, Arda-sensei. I have a question about the Logia type of devil fruit. In chapter 280, God Enru says the Paramecium basically retained the original shape. What about characters like Krakrau, who doesn't keep his shape with the Sand fruit abilities, or like Ace and Smoker? Are those not Logia abilities? If you don't answer, I won't allow you to go to the bathroom. You have to do it outdoors. LOL jokes.
I'm not going to do my business outdoors. He got such a potty mouth going to the bathroom outside. I get this question a lot, so let me elaborate the answer more clearly in the chart. Paramythia type. Hype includes gum gum fruit, chop chop, slip slip, bomb bomb, kilo kilo, whack tracks, munch munch, clone clone, flower flower, dice dice, spike spike, bind bind, and boing boing fruit. Then there's a Soan type, which consists of the ox ox fruit, bison model, human human fruit, treat treat, falcon model, diggity diggity, mutt mutt, dachshund, horse horse fruit. And Logia type, which is plume plume, flame flame, sand sand, rumble rumble. Does this give you a rough idea? The Logia type, which can change its shape with something found in nature, seems to rank higher than the other types.
So now you understand the differences between the devil fruits. Paramythia is basically a superpower that alters your body, or you could use it to alter something else. Zoan types are basically just animal transformation, and Logia are elemental
elements.
Basically the elements, which are the rarest but the strongest.
Oh, and let's see if Gum Gum is a chance for Logia type in
chapter 281, Death Pia.
It is great just for Blackbeard, volume 9. A little favor for saving my life, and it's Ace departing on its little sailing and surfboard engine thingy.
It's like a little. It's a little boat that he created that's literally powered by his fire
by
ability.
His flame, flame, fruit. Yeah.
Yeah, he's basically the motor for it.
Yeah, and he's holding his letter as Dopa was the name?
I think so. I don't remember.
Waves goodbye as he's holding the letter she gave him.
Yeah, it was in exchange for saving his life. He's going to deliver it for her.
And let's see, this, I believe it's your turn?
Yeah, but it's just a spread of the Arc Maxim rising from the hangar that was built underneath Upper Yard as it's chopping up the trees and disturbing the wildlife. I'll just get the next one, this one. And Luffy's just staring as Enru lifts the Arc into in the sky. Yeah! The Arc's final act is primed and ready. I call it Death Pia. It will redeem this world of despair. What are you planning? And yep, the rocks are starting to crumble onto the hangar while Pierre has turned into his Pegasus form and is carrying Isa. Bird Horse, look! That ship, it stopped moving! It's stuck in the Varus, it can't lift off! But it's only a matter of time. It's slowly grinding out a path.
Beep, beep, beep!
No, it's no use. If we go up, it'll just be in the way. Luffy's a warrior of the Blue Sea. We can't intervene in a battle between warriors.
And yeah, it looks like it's chugging a bunch of water coolers from the looks of it. It's always that gas.
Oh, it's
either no way, it's creating a lot of smoke.
It's actually making clouds.
Oh, what? What is that? And back in the Skylanders, what they call
Shandora.
Shandorans. Oh. Chief, something's wrong with the sky above Upper Yard. The sky? Yes, it's gotten darker all of a sudden. This is the first time Kaipia's sky has looked like that. It bodes ill. Has something befallen the warriors? Even above the top layer of this white sea, there's an even thicker cloud.
That's right. It's a lightning cloud. With my energy, Death Pia will spew out a massive jet stream made of lightning clouds. Lightning clouds? Eventually, the clouds will accumulate energy and envelop all of Skypia in darkness. At my bidding, they will become dozens of lightning bolts and annihilate the whole country!
Oh, shit.
Like this! And then, in almost no time at all, Enru shoots out a beam of lightning from his fingers, and it immediately starts striking Angel Island. It's from the Upper Yard! Quick, get on the boat! Everybody, please stay calm! Do not panic! Evacuate the Cloud's End! Damn you, Enru!
And, yeah, And you can see the devastation. And as everyone starts to flee. And now... What did you just do? I'm teasing the angels. Just because you're the god doesn't mean you can just destroy everything. Yes, it does. I can eradicate life and land completely. Now, I need you to disappear. The preparations for the feast are underway. As he charges towards Luffy with his trident, but Luffy manages to dodge and tries to kick him, but an arrow blocks and whacks away his foot. Youch! Oh, and he's trying to burn his foot a little bit.
It's a high voltage spear. And then he just starts striking him with it. Oh, Luffy dodges. Ouch! And then Luffy starts blowing on his hands like a cartoon. Whoa, the fence, it turned into ashes. I've got to do something about that thing that predicts my moves. Gum, gum! He takes a deep breath and then exhales. Space out! Luffy, what are you doing?
What the hell?
And then Enaru just attacks him, but he just dodges. What? Turn to the page.
And he tries to jab him multiple times, but Luffy dodges every single time. He's using just his instincts to avoid the attacks. Since he's not thinking anything, Enaru can't read his mind.
The only way to keep someone from reading your mind, become stupid.
As Luffy does a backflip, since I'm not thinking, I also can attack. Are you stupid?
Yes.
You already answered your question, Nami. If I could just catch him, I wouldn't have a disadvantage. Oh! Gum, gum, octopus. What the heck? His legs just turn long and deflated. Enough of the goofy ideas! It seems you don't care for the mantra. That's understandable. It's one of the powers that make me invincible. That looks like a good spot, as he looks at the conductor. Gum, gum. What if you try, you got nothing other than being impervious to lightning. What? What is he doing to that ship? Octopus firework!
He starts attacking the ship. Sort of. Fool, you can't hit me. Are you trying to damage the ship? It's futile. Luffy is firing his arms and legs at the ship, but they're... ricocheting off the ship to then attack Enaru. Huh? And sure enough, he's starting to get some hits in. And then he actually knocks Enaru back. That's it. Flying hits. Attacks bouncing off the wall under Luffy's control. I won't let you get away. Gum, gum. Wait.
Bazooka. Oh, double hit right in the gut. And that seems to put Enaru down. At least, maybe? No, I feel it coming. I must get away. Gum, gum, it's coming. I must avoid it. Rifle!
That's the end of the chapter. We just get the shocked faces of Aisa and Pierre.
Oh, damn. Let's see if this battle wraps up. Tune in.
Chapter 282, Desire.
Aisa's Great Search for Blackbeard, Volume 10. Grand Line, Navy Base G2. And sure enough, Ace arrived at Navy Base G2 on the Grand Line.
Yeah, and they still haven't implemented the update to Whitebeard's symbol yet. It is the Buddha symbol for peace, but unfortunately it's been co-opted by somebody Elon Musk is a fan of. All right, okay, so you're starting, although this... You can just get the next four, because this one has no dialogue in it at all.
Yeah, and Luffy manages to strike Enaru with one final blow and sends him flying into the ship engine. And which is still going from the looks of it, but at least Enaru is down.
Oh no, the arc is lifting off! Let's go! What should we do? It's about to fly away!
Hey, I see flies on Pierre.
Pee-pee!
As Luffy pants heavily, and sure enough, Enaru is down.
He did it. But the arc?
Yeah, it's still lifting off. Oh, shit! Enaru is slowly getting back up. Fool.
This is nothing. Once I get rid of you, I will rule the world.
And it's a big spread page with one large panel over with some other smaller ones surrounding it. Yes, everybody will fear and worship me again. They will revere me. My world. You are no match for me. Nothing is impossible for me, for I am the omnipotent God! As the Angel Island residents have their bags and knapsacks wrapped around them, fleeing the island, and Conus and some of the more fortunate Angel Island dwellers are on an escape ship. Look, there's something floating above the upper yard. An ark? That's impossible. Ships don't fly. That must be why the sky has gotten dark. The god must be on that ship. Hurry, get on the boat. We must escape.
Many boats are leaving an Angel Island. As I think somebody's coming.
Sandians, you must flee to the blue sky too. There's no hope for this country now.
Oh, what? To the blue sky?
And back at the ruins, Robin and sees Yok.
Enoch?
As he's kneeling above her unconscious comrades.
Behold, rubber man. Witness the despair of a falling island. No one can stop it now. Quit it!
As he tries to punch him, but seems that's it.
What? The cold wall?
And, sure enough, it seems like Anu turned it into liquid? Luminous!
Forge! As he wraps it, he turns the gold into liquid and wraps a giant gold ball around Luffy's arm. Ouch! That's hot! Luffy! What did you do? My arm's stuck. I can't get it out. What? What? Rubber man from the blue sea. There is no need for me to battle you. Let me go, you jerk! And then he kicks the ball. I can't risk battling you and having you injure me again. He kicks him, and then the ball starts to fall over the side of the deck. Let's just part ways here, why don't we? This golden sphere is for your valiant effort in battle. And then the gold ball starts to fall to the earth. You can keep it! Whoa! What? And it's just pulling on Luffy's arm. That rubber man or not, that probably fucking hurts.
Luffy!
As the thing gets off the ship, threatening to pull Luffy down with it. Once I've disposed of you, everything can return to normal. It's my world. There's nobody left who can defeat me.
Nobody? There are tons of people who can defeat you. In the sea below, there are tons of men who are like monsters.
You need to learn to keep crying as he racks Luffy. You and the Sky Island can fall together.
No, Luffy, as Luffy falls down. Huh? It's Luffy, Birdhorse. Luffy is fine. Pee!
That's Ice and Pierre.
So that's the little voice I kept hearing.
And then Luffy begins his descent to the upper yard. Darn it, put up a fair fight! Luffy, I'll save you! How annoying. Your attempts are futile. Ice and Pierre, watch out, get away! Enero, as he... El Thor! As he brings out a giant pillar of lightning to attack Luffy, Aisa and Pierre all at the same time. Luffy! Aisa! Pierre! Yeah! That was a close call, but this is how it ends. And Nami has officially had enough of Enero, and she turns to him.
The York Maximus sipping out. Despite all the crying and the screaming, this country can no longer be saved. So that's the York the God Army was working on. As Conus looks on, out.
It's so big.
And flashback. It's here, northeast of the island. When they get a hold of the gold, we're going to meet up at the shore. So once everyone's back, you'll go. I'll be happy as long as the treasure's here. Nami. I have to wait for them. I must get them back to the blue sea. And back in the ship. Oh, what is it? Be happy you survived and forget those who are no longer with us. You too must desire a future for yourself.
A future I desire? Yes, I have one. But if I go along with you, I might as well be completely alone.
What's the fun of getting everything you desire if you're all by yourself? It's the pre-bounty bash! It's the treasure as good as ours! As she remembers the little campfire that they had in the upper yard. and she still has Luffy's hat. There are a lot of things I want to do and a lot of things I want, but if I have to leave those guys behind to go with you, then I don't want any of it anymore. And then that anger's in a ruin. He starts electrifying his arm, including your life.
Oh, shit.
And then we go back to the going merry, something we haven't seen in a while. What's going on, Sue?
Sue, 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 Sue!
Where are Usopp and Sanji? They weren't well enough to move. What happened? Why aren't they here? Where could they have gone? And then we go to the bottom of the Arc Maxim, and oh, there's a familiar rope hanging from the Arc Maxim. And that's the end of the chapter and the end of the episode.
Shit.
I'm leaving you there.
A cliffhanger.
More like an arc hanger.
And it's another SBS at least, so I'll be the fan this time. I think all the One Piece characters are so fashionable. Are you stylish too, Oda Sensei?
Oh, yes. As a man, I really do like to look my best every day. My hair is in a free-growing style with an emphasis on the natural look. My wardrobe consists of junk store clothes with an eye towards the seasons. And my pants have elastic waistbands, so it's not holding me back in any way. And on my feet will be flip-flops I'll even wear to expensive hotels. Jeez, Oda, you dress like I do.
There's one thing I would like to know. In Volume 27, page 130, Sanji says, "Well, there's enough distilled water in the bowl. Pour it into the flask." Can you explain what kind of survival technique this is? Like, I'd like to know how to do it. I'm going to go into the jungle. Kagawa.
Okay, so here's how you make distilled water. Hang it with a string, water, purified water, water too, and then fire. Get three containers just like this. Just use the water from the nearby river. The water in container number two cools in the steam from the boiling water in container number one. The cooled steam will turn into water droplets and slowly drip into the pot below. Creating clean drinking water. Sanji did this using sea clouds. Using this method, you can make drinking water in all kinds of situations. And that is the end of
a little survivor technique.
Yep. And that's the end of this episode. Thank you guys all so much for listening. It's getting mighty juicy now. Like, Luffy tried to feed Inaru. He has a major advantage over him, but he needs to let go of his ball. So yeah, thank you guys again so much for listening. We'll be back next time for episode 63 of the podcast, where we will be reading chapters 283 to 287. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
And I'm Chad Peanut.
And don't forget, you can support the podcast by going to our Patreon, patreon.com/superbonusrealm, where not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they're normally supposed to go out, you also get access to our commentary tracks for our review episodes. Those reviews will always be free, but those commentary tracks are exclusive. And until next time, when binging the devil's fruit, make sure to eat it slowly, enjoy it, and maybe if you're out in the jungle, follow those instructions to make some distilled water so you don't drink pee-filled lamprey water. Have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
And do not pee in the jungle river. Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.